I've got a verse of scripture I'm going to read. I don't know how much y'all say on it, but if I don't say nothing else, but just read this and get that and get out of the way, it within itself would be good enough this morning. Amen. Because and the Bible says in 1 John, amen, the book of 1 John, not St. John, but 1 John, amen, the third chapter. And you know, there's been a lot of song sung this morning about the fire and about the love of God this morning. Folks, where would we be? Amen. Without God's love this morning. Amen. Because, amen, the Bible said we love Him because that He first loved us. We would have never known what love is. You know, I'm glad that He is the best thing that's ever happened to me. A lot of good things that can happen, that has happened to me. Amen. A lot of good things that's happened to you. But the best thing, it all, you know, the Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from above this morning. It comes down from the Father of lights this morning. You know, the world, it'll try and portray itself that it has all the bright lights and the big times and the fun times and all that. And, you know, the Bible does say that there's pleasure in sin for a season, but it's just for a little while. After a while, it turns on you. Amen. The alcohol turns on you. The drugs turns on you. Amen. The things of this world, they turn on you this morning. But the things of God, amen, will never turn on you. Amen. I mean, it's solid through in and throughout this morning. But I want to notice, I want to read three verses here. Amen. And 1 John right here. He said this morning, he said, behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. I want to just park right there just for a minute. Amen. Yes. Behold. Amen. I mean, he says a lot right there. Behold what manner of love, amen, the Lord our Father hath bestowed upon us this morning. I mean, we need to behold, amen, the things that God has done for us. We need to behold the cross of Calvary. Amen. Because that's where the proving point was of God's, amen, holy love this morning for mankind, for me and you. He said, amen, that whosoever will, let him call upon the name of the Lord this morning. Amen. He said, I come to seek and save that which was lost this morning. He said, those that are sick need a physician this morning. Amen. Not them that are whole. So he said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called, amen, the sons of God. He said, therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. You know, when I was in the world and I was part of the world and apart from God, I didn't know nothing about the love of God. I didn't know nothing about God. Amen. You know, because I was born into this world. The Bible says that we were born, amen, into sin. Amen. The Bible says this morning that Christ died for all. Amen. If Christ this morning died for all, He said, then we're all dead. Amen. We were dead this morning. Amen. And we're undone without God this morning, folks, and in this present world. But the Bible says that Christ, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly this morning. Right. Ain't it good to know, amen, to have us the Lord love being you. You know, one of our favorite verses this morning is John 3:16. I was thinking here as, amen, as little Liam was singing this morning about the B-I-B-L-E. Amen. And boy, you know, I thought to myself, you're saying, well, I mean, she made it from her heart this morning. Amen. I mean, this is the book for me. Boy, I'll tell you, the things of God, that's for me this morning. That's what I'm after. That's what I long for. Amen. This morning. That's what I'm going after this morning. That's what I'm reaching forward to this morning. But and I was thinking about the simplest things. Amen. Some of the simplest verses, you know, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, amen, believeth in Him, amen, should not perish but have, amen, everlasting life. Well, I'll tell you, we got to trust in the Lord. We got to lean upon the Lord. Amen. Fixing to have a baptizer here in a little while. And amen. And I appreciate Jerry and Colleen and Lynn this morning that the steps are taken. Amen. To follow the Lord today. Went down there and visited with them a couple hours, I guess. And boy, what a good visit it was. You could feel, amen, the presence of the Lord. Amen. And the peace of God this morning. I'll tell you this morning, the Bible says that Jesus said, in me you will have peace. Amen. He said, in the world heart. Amen. Somebody say amen. Are you glad you got peace in your heart this morning? Praise the Lord. Amen. He said this morning, behold, what manner of love, amen, the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Amen. Amen. And he said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. We know that we shall be like him. Amen. For we shall see him as he is this morning. Amen. You know, when I was in the world, I was born in the world, and we was born in the world, and we was alienated from God. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen. Must know the Lord down on the inside this morning. Amen. And a new birth has to take place. And amen. And when that new birth takes place, we begin to understand, amen, about God. We begin to understand about the Lord. And you know, I never knew what love was all about. I thought I knew what love was. I knew what feelings were. Amen. I knew what feelings were. But you know, we're not saved by feeling this morning. We're saved by faith through grace. Amen. And brought to good works this morning. We're saved by the grace of God is what we're saved by this morning. Amen. But I, you know, I had the feelings. Amen. When I was undone without the Lord, I had feelings that I thought that was love. Amen. But boy, when I become to know the Lord, amen, I begin to understand, amen, what true love was. True love was about being committed this morning unto the Lord. Amen. It's just a commitment to God this morning. Amen. I think about the love of God this morning and how much He loved us. And, you know, and I think about my mother. You think about your mother. Like, if you want to think about somebody that loves you, amen, you think about your mother. Most folks think about the mother or their dad or their parents this morning. Amen. How much do they love you? And amen. And going for one thing I know my parents love me. I know my mother loves me. And amen. And how much compassion she got, how much mercy she has, and how much forgiveness, amen, that she has. And amen, I think, Lord, amen, if they've got that, I can't even fathom how much that the Lord has for me and you this morning. Amen. It's hard to imagine how much God has got for us this morning. Amen. He said, every man, amen. Now notice, amen, what he says in verse 3. He said, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is. I want you to notice very carefully, amen, that verse this morning. I want you to notice very carefully. He said, and every man that hath this hope, amen, trusting and believing in the Lord. Every man that hath his hope. Amen. I've got that hope this morning. I've got that hope because there's hope in the Lord this morning. Amen. Bible says, amen, now abide of faith, hope, and charity. These three. He said the greatest of these, amen, is charity. In other words, the love. Amen. Amen. Love this morning is amen, is the greatest. He said, but now abide of faith, hope, and charity. Amen. He said, every man that hath this hope, in himself, amen, every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Amen. The Bible says, amen, that when we come to know the Lord, amen, he brings us in. He adopts us in as brothers and, amen, and as sisters in Christ this morning, that we should be like the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says one day, amen, we'll have a body like unto the Lord. Amen. He has a glorified body. Amen. The day and the time which we live. You know, you can go there to Jerusalem. I've never been. I'd like to go sometime, but I've never been. Amen. But he said there, said, you know, there's an empty tomb over there where the Lord did lay this morning. Amen. But the Bible says this morning, amen, that he rose the third and appointed day. Amen. Amen. And there is no body there. That body, amen, has been glorified this morning. Amen. One day this morning, amen, we'll have a body like to the Lord. Amen. You know, this old fleshly body, amen, it gives me a lot of trouble. Yeah. This old fleshly body, amen, gives you a lot of trouble this morning. Amen. I had my cousin, and amen, she wrote on Facebook one time, and when I began to read about this person, amen, that was giving her problems, amen, with the church with her all the time. Amen. all the problems, amen, this person was giving her, amen, he started making me a little angry on the inside. I thought, what is this person doing, amen, to my cousin this morning? Amen. And it got right down there to the end, and boy, I liked it. Amen. It got right down there to the end. Amen. And here was her own self. Amen. She put her name right there at the very end. It was her own self that gave her the most problems. I'll tell you this morning, that's what will give you the most problems. It ain't brother, sister, neighbor, friend. Amen. It is our own fleshly bodies that give us the most problems this morning. Amen. It is our own fleshly bodies that give us the most problem. Paul said, amen, the things that I would do, I do not. The things I would not do, that I do. He said, but it is not me, but it is the flesh. Amen, it lives. Amen, I'm glad I've got a man on the inside.
Amen.
Amen, but I'm still in this old fleshly body. One day, amen, the Bible says that every man that hath this hope, amen, in himself, purifieth himself, even as he is pure this morning. Amen. Every man that hath this hope, amen, purifieth himself, amen, as the Lord this morning. I'm glad it's the righteousness of God, amen, that makes me what I am this morning. Amen. Amen. It's the righteousness in the Lord, amen, that makes you what you are this morning in Christ. Amen. If we be in Christ, if we be out of Christ, amen, then we're, amen, we're none of his, but if we be in Christ, amen. He said, behold, what manner of love. Let us notice what manner of love that God has bestowed upon me and you this morning. He said, if we have this hope, amen, we're purified in the hope of the Lord. Amen, in the hope. Amen. Now, that's hope. It's not a maybe-so hope. Amen. It is the hope, amen, that we have. It ain't something we might think it might be, but it is a hope that we have and that we hold dear unto the Lord this morning. That's the hope. Amen. Now by the faith, hope, and charity. Amen. These three, I've got faith in that hope. I've got faith in that love this morning. Amen. Amen. Behold what manner of love, amen, the Father hath bestowed upon us this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord this morning. Ain't you glad the Lord loves us today?
Amen.
Amen. Folks, where would we be if it hadn't been for the love of God this morning? Amen. We've sung about that love this morning, and amen. And we've sung about the fire. It creates a fire on the inside. Mm. Amen. It creates a burning desire. It creates a song in your mouth that you want to sing before the Lord. It creates, amen, a testimony, amen, that you want to tell others about. Amen. What God has done for you. Amen. It's not about what we do for the Lord, folks. It's about what He's done for us this morning. Behold, what manner of love He has done for us this morning. It's about what God has done for us today. Amen. I'm not here to tell about what I've done for the Lord. I've not done nothing for it. Amen. You know the Bible says, I'm going to tell you what the Bible says this morning. The Bible says if we do all that the Lord has commanded us to do, amen. And we've done everything the Lord has commanded us to do. He said, when we've done that, He said, I want you to set yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to scoot yourself up to the table and say, and tell the Lord, I'm an unprofitable servant.
Yeah.
Because I've just done what He's asked me to do. I ain't done nothing else more. I'm unprofitable this morning.
Yeah.
That's what the Lord said. Amen. You know, I scoot myself up that table all the time, Brother Harry. Amen. I scoot myself up, you know, and I have to say a lot of times, Brother Marsh, you know, I ain't even done all that what God's even asked me to do. But He loves me this morning. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad God loves us this morning?
Amen.
Behold, what manner of love, amen, the Father hath bestowed upon us this morning. Amen. I'm getting what little bit of the Lord laid on my heart this morning. I look forward to the baptism. I'm excited. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm excited this morning. I'm looking forward to being there. Amen. I've been praying with Jerry and Colleen and her family. Amen. For a long time. The Lord showed me over a year ago. Amen. I'm going to bring them in. Amen. Amen. I ain't pointing them out. This is their day this morning. Amen. Amen. It's a joyful thing, folks.
Amen.
Amen. Folks to come to know the Lord. Amen. And I look forward. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You know, they sang that song, if you're happy, you know it, stomp your feet this morning. Amen. If you're happy, you know it, clap your feet. Amen. If you're happy, you know it. Amen. Say amen this morning. Amen. Amen. If you're happy, you know it, say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to get Dawn up here to sing us a song.